This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I want you to think about big, expensive stuff in this economy. Machinery, appliances, airplanes, computers too. They're all categorized in government economic data as durable goods, stuff built and expected to last. This morning, the Census Bureau shared with us its latest data on durables, up nearly 5.5% in November, way more than economists had been guessing, and a nice bounce back from October's decline. We are going to focus on core capital goods, taking out airplanes and defense equipment. They are really expensive and they skew the data. And we're going to look at what companies are buying so that they can make stuff for us to buy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman made some calls to talk capital investments.
Matot is a 136-year-old dumbwaiter manufacturer near Chicago. And company president Jim Piper is shopping for investments to pump up productivity.
We're in a fortunate position because we're coming off a record year.
The company's industrial lifts are in high demand, so Piper's looking to buy equipment that'll take pressure off the 40 workers in his shop.
As an example, I have a paint booth that was purchased 6 years ago that is no longer of a size and scale that can accommodate the throughput we need.
Piper says each part of his operation, cutting, welding, assembly, engineering design, needs new equipment or software, which he says he can afford in spite of the high cost of borrowing.
The interest rates are really not a huge factor. We're fortunate that we have dry powder that we can use for investing. We may not need to tap too many lines of credit or look at loans.
Hanover Co-op Food Stores is also looking to invest in new technology. The grocery chain runs 6 stores with 300 employees in New Hampshire and Vermont. Director of Finance Jamie Scheckman says the company is facing an aging workforce at the same time wages have shot up.
We got self-checkouts in 2 of our locations, and we're looking at putting self-checkouts in our other locations that allows, you know, one cashier to oversee a bank of 4 different self-checkouts.
That's a capital investment of about $150,000 per store. And the chain is looking at yet more automation.
Electronic shelf tags are something that would allow us to push through price changes with very little manpower.
Scheckman says it's a big upfront investment, but it'll free up staff from posting prices manually so they can do things that add more value to the operation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.